There'll be less money for street repairs, no leaf and brush pickup, fewer mowings of the parks, and water and sewer rate increases. But the city budget cut that got the most attention was the $7.6 million pared from fire department spending. Mayor Sly James maintained that the city had done the right thing.
Don't have to agree with us, don't have to love us for it, but we've done what we thought was right.
James also said if the firefighters' union accepts contract changes the city is proposing, it could avoid laying off up to 105 firefighters. A council committee voted not to put an initiative from the anti-nukes group Peace Planters on the public ballot, though Chair Ed Ford said if there are enough signatures, the charter says to do that.
Even if it would scare away businesses and developers, we have an obligation to put it on the ballot.
The city attorney says two of three parts of the initiative are unconstitutional. As 14 candidates campaigned for seats on the Kansas City School Board, Clay County Representative Myron Neth introduced a bill in Jefferson City to replace the elected board with a group appointed by the mayor and the Missouri Education Commissioner.
We've just got to put a stop to the existing governance.
Superintendent Steve Green called it a hasty move.
It seems to be quite rushed.
The bill would also convert the city's most troubled schools into charter schools. A number of bills involving the right not to have to provide insurance that covers birth control or participate as professionals in abortions, sterilizations, and providing or selling things some people have religious objections to advanced in both the Missouri and Kansas legislatures. Conservative Kansas Representative Lance Kinzer said religious expression is basic to this country.
It's why the pilgrims came to America in the first place.
Kinzer was supporting a broadly based bill that says governments shouldn't pass laws that infringe on people's religious beliefs. The fate of all those bills remained to be seen, but the fate of one ending the power of Kansas courts over school funding and other appropriations matters was sealed. It failed a second vote. And in Missouri, it was certain that a ballot measure on a constitutional amendment allowing voter photo ID will not call it the Voter Protection Amendment.
I had assumed that the court would just rewrite the title and move on.
Said sponsor Bill Stouffer after a court sent the amendment back to the legislature to have the ballot language rewritten. But Stouffer denies it was written as it was to deceive voters. K-State basketball coach Frank Martin accepted a job at South Carolina. Athletic director John Curry denied rumors it was because the two didn't get along and shed some light on a receipt that led to the suspension of key player Jamar Samuels from the game that ended the Wildcats' postseason play.
It was found on the floor or on the trash at the grocery store. And it was brought to the compliance office.
KU's hoopsters were off to New Orleans for a matchup with Ohio State. Player Thomas Robinson said team members never stopped believing that they'd have a spot in the Final Four.
Feels great, man, because, you know, coming into this year, nobody expected us to be here at all. So, I mean, it shows you that this program is stronger than what anybody thinks, you know.
As the KU team warmed up for the big dance in New Orleans, MU coach Frank Haith won the Associated Press Coach of the Year poll. This is KCUR.